Serbia's president has officially dissolved parliament and has called early elections. President Boris Tadic says the snap elections will be held on May the 11th. The move comes after parliament collapsed last weekend following a deep split over Kosovo's independence and Serbia's ties with the European Union. President Tadic wants his country to pursue EU membership, even though 18 of the 27 member states have recognised Kosovo's autonomy. But his coalition partners, led by Nationalist Prime Minister Vojislav Kostunica, hold the opposite view. They insist that unless member states reverse course and declare Kosovo as part of Serbia, the country shouldn't seek to join the EU. Kosovo's declaration of independence was always expected to have a dramatic effect on Serbia. I asked Marta Razbucek, Radio Slovenia's correspondent in Belgrade, if the collapse of the Serbian government was expected.
It was obviously even before February 17th that this government has such a different opinions about key questions of Serbia's future that it couldn't last. One of political analysts, Boško Jakšić from Politica newspaper, told me that it is time for Tadic pro-European forces to stop that kind of unproductive policy and go to polls with open cards and to see what will happen.
In the last Serbian elections last year, no one party had a clear majority, which is part of the reason for the collapse of the government on the weekend. Is a fresh election expected to break the political stalemate?
It is hard to say, but last poll showed a little advantage of pro-European forces, but like it was a case in presidential elections on February 3rd, it is too close to call. Serbia is still very polarized, and I think that if pro-European side wants to win, it should say it very openly what the policy will be.
Within the European Union, the polls are being seen as a referendum on whether Serbia should move towards Europe or not. Do Serbians view the elections that way as well?
Yes, I think so, and I think that some of them are scared what will happen, and a lot of them are already tired. Those pro-European orientated saw those elections as the main elections until democratic changes in October 2000. Some of them are very disappointed with Prime Minister in resignation Vojislav Koštunica convictions that Serbia should condition European Union membership, because anyway they saw him as a democrat after the fall of Milosevic regime. There are normally others who think that Serbia should keep its pride.
But aren't they better off without Kosovo? I mean, Kosovo is one of the poorest regions in Europe. It has massive debt, unemployment's over 40%, and the region is riddled with crime and corruption.
Yes, most of the problem is national pride, because Kosovo was de facto lost many years ago, and all politicians in Serbia know that. But it is hard to lose part of territory anyway. Some analysts said before final status was declared that Serbia in negotiations should ask for a part of territory, the northern part near the border with Serbia, which is completely inhabited with Kosovo Serbs. They didn't do that, so some in Belgrade think that international community should. But like we can see, there is a partition of Kosovo territory in those areas populated with Serbs in the ground. What will happen with these territories, it's hard to say, but Serbs there doesn't respect new authorities. But like Boško Jakšić from Politica newspaper said, it reminds us on situation between Palestinians and Israelis, and it could happen that Serbia will fight to the last Serb in the ground, like is popularly said that Arabs fight for the last Palestinian in Gaza.
This is going to be Serbia's third election in less than 2 years. You're in Belgrade at the moment. Are Serbians there tired of continually voting for a new leader?
Yes, they are tired, and there are some consequences of this uncertainty. Central Bank President directly condemned the politicians for problems in financial markets. They have problems in Belgrade exchange. Stocks are falling every day. They have problems with stability of national currency, dinar. It lost about 5% against euro in this year, but if compared with October 2007, it lost even 10%. 5%. They have rise in prices. Petrol prices are biggest in the region, even bigger than in Austria. They have rise of bread prices for 10 to 50% and so on. In main Knez Mikhailova Street, you can buy jeans from 100 euros and on, the prices that shocked me half a year ago when I came here. And in the same time, an average payment is 350 euros per month, in some areas even 120 euro or even less.
That was Radio Slovenia correspondent Marta Razbocic in Belgrade discussing the collapse of the Serbian government.